It is Dylan and Jenny. Morning, guys.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are fabulous, thank you. And look, I can't. Well, what are we, like 3-4 weeks in? And the Winners and Grinners dinners, like, let's. There was a few comments thrown around that were just a little bit. I don't know. How did you guys take it? You guys don't overly get too invested in the drama. You seem to just kind of sit back and watch. As an observer, what was running through your mind?
Oh, to be honest, we were in a completely different conversation, so I didn't even hear Sarah Jane say that to Sharon. And then I did see Sharon storm off, so I asked what happened, and then obviously they told us.
Yeah, everyone takes it different. I would have just taken it with a grain of salt and laugh, so I don't take those things to heart, but obviously old Sharon did.
But not in a bad way, she just said exactly what she's feeling.
No filter, yeah.
Totally, and Sharon has had an emotional few first weeks, so I think it fits into both of their characters as to what happened there. And look, we saw the Suncorp game changer, Oz Omar, wanting to build a tennis court, but yourself, a tiny house, hey? Mm. I reckon that is genius. Where did that idea come from?
I've always loved tiny houses, and my sister's she just finished architecture, and I just asked her, like, would you design me a tiny house on the block? Because they told us about the game changer, so.
And we're always about, like, if we could, we always wanted to do sort of an Airbnb type of setup if we could. And then when that chance arose to get an extra 20K, we're like, oh, that's the go. That's what we're going to do.
And how's your experience been watching Back the Block? Have you been enjoying it on the TV screen?
Yeah, it's funny
as, because half the stuff, what we just know what we get up to day, and I don't show too much, but I'm busy, I'm head down, ass up, just working. I don't hear what happens around me, so it's funny to watch it back and just hear, like, the little bickering that happens between everyone.
Yeah, it is quite funny.
But I think that might be the benefit of you both being tradies. You both do have a very big head down, bums up, let's get it done and get it done right the first time. Do you think it's a huge benefit, you both being tradies? I mean, from us watching at home, it looks like you guys have got it a little bit easier. I'm not going to say easy, but a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I think at times, because we knew how much we had to get done, I think that was almost like a disadvantage, because we fully would just, like,
I wouldn't stop for, like, 24 hours straight all the time.
Yeah.
Because when the other tradies go home, I knew there was, like, there's so much I could keep doing, whereas everyone else could probably go have a dinner, share, and go to bed type setup if they could. So, and it was an advantage and disadvantage in different ways, I suppose.
And Jenny, we saw you calling dibs on a lot of stuff while out shopping. Do you find that a lot of contestants go for similar pieces when you're out shopping, and is dibbing essential?
I think because we all shop at the same sponsored shop, I was just like, okay, I don't want anyone to get this, because once one fireplace is gone, then you probably wouldn't use the same one as someone else. Mm. So, yeah, dipping is definitely very essential. I did that at most places I went to, actually.
Very tactical.
It was so much fun to watch you going around and dipping everything. I was like, ooh, dip that as well.
I'm like, I don't know where we're going to put 3 fireplaces, but it's very good. I love that you've done it.
All right, we are getting into, like, the juicy part of the block. We're not even halfway through yet, but drama is soaring. Do you guys have anyone, like, eye set on? Is there, like, a target on your back, or have you put a target on anyone else's back?
Are
you doing, like, competition?
Yeah, competition. Yeah. No, competition.
Competition.
Yeah.
Tommy USA. Yeah, they're probably the next one along the line, we got, in terms of quality. And, I reckon they're underrated at the moment.
You two and them, that you're consistent. You're pulling out great stuff every week, whereas the other guys, it's hit and miss every week. But you guys seem to just do such a great job. And as I said, well, you're finished. Because you're both tradies, you've just got such an eye for all that finish, and it makes it look immaculate.
Yeah, that's it. We fell a bit short on getting it to our quality on our last night.
Guys, I wasn't going to mention that. You threw yourselves under the bus. I know you missed some cornices or whatever they call it, and some grouting or whatever it is, but shh, that's our secret.
No, we nailed it.
See the cheating scandals tonight, guys. Tune in.
All right, we'll need to. It's on Channel 9, 7:30 tonight. The Block. Don't miss it. And don't miss these two, Dylan and Jenny. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.